Shachal Yos Beshabes. Yeah, the Zechnish was Avi Mori Yad Rabin Tzol Pitkas, the Zechnish was Daniel Shein of Asher Shua Baal. So we know that Rosh Hashanah Shachal Yos Beshabes, we don't blow shofar, because Gezer Hashem Miyavirenu. So the question is, what's the problem? I mean, Gezer Hashem Miyavirenu is l'chora a question of Tav B'Dvar Mitzvah. Because in other words, if you Tav B'Dvar Mitzvah, you took out a lulav, a shofar, to do the mitzvah, even though it's Shabbos, so you weren't supposed to do it. So, Marash. So even if you would make the mistake and take it out in the Rishus HaRabim Shabbos, Tav B'Dvar Mitzvah is Potter. So that was the question of that the Achronim ask. The Marshad here on page, this is the packet that says Rosh Hashanah Shachal Yos B'Shabbos V'Tav B'Dvar Mitzvah. If you have that packet, it's in the Rosh Hashanah section. Let me see it. So the Marshad gets the question. So that was the kasha that the Marshag asks and the Marav Shik. That's question one and two. They both asked this question.
The same place where we were showing you about random arvahs, which is around in.
Right, but the question is, in other words, what's the whole issue? Isn't it going to be a Tav B'Dvar Mitzvah?
You know, I'm saying Zera was Shema Yami Renu Arba Spiritual Rabbit.
Right.
It's Mashma from the Zera. It's on. Isn't this what we talked about many weeks ago about Yavi Renu Arba Amos Rishus Rabbit and not Yavi Renu from Rishus Rishus Rabbit?
Right. That's another question. Right. Right. So that
into that question, meaning depending on what the Zera is on.
So that's the discussion. So the answer that's given, David Marchand says on page 7, the Mabakach Matobit Vatsim, become Mokam Haki law, Sir Harry Vada, have he answered. But the Tav B'Dvar Mitzvah is still an Isser. So he doesn't need a korban, but it's still an Aveira. In other words, if you were thinking that you're supposed to take out the lulav or the shofar, and you took it out, and it turns out it's Shabbos, so you had a Isaskus B'Dvar Mitzvah, you don't have to bring a korban. Normally you'd say, oh, it's a Shoygin, so you should bring a korban. Tav B'Dvar Mitzvah, you don't even have to bring a korban. It's like it's an onus. In other words, since you were so, your mind was so wrapped up in the idea of the mitzvah, so that's considered, it's not considered shogeg, it's considered an onus. And an onus, you don't have to bring a korban even. So that's the answer that the Marshag gives. And okay. So now question 3, take the Maram Shik, but the Kibbutz L'Tchum. So the Maram Shik has the following discussion. So what was the case? On Dvar Sheil of a Baal Milchoma Echad, Shenita L'Rishus Leilech Al Shnei Yom Al Lebeso. In other words, he was a soldier in the army, and he was given 2 days reprieve to go home. V'Hayaza Be'erv Yom Kippur. And it was on Erev Yom Kippur that he was told he has off. Hechshich lo haderech. And he was going back home and it turned dark sooner than he expected. The lo hayah sham minyan. And there was no minyan where he was currently. The halach mishach hashech lo beisu. So he kept walking to his house. And apparently he walked out of the tomb. The Shah Maloso Eza Chuva Yikabel Alas. In other words, because he violated the Isser of Tchubin on Yom Kippur. So he was asking, so what kind of tshuva should he do? And this person, it was also a shochet. In other words, and he had a very good reputation that he was a erlich person. He wasn't a balavera. And now he did it in a vera of Kuman, so should he keep his position as a shochet? In other words, he's finished with his duty in the army. So now he wants to go back to regular life. So for him, regular life is being a shochet. So the question is he permitted to go im rashai lashuv la'avodoso liyo shochet? That was the question. That he's going to talk about. Because you could say that it's like a tobit var mitzvah type of thing. Because why did he go out of the tchum? Because he was so, he had in his mind, oh, he has to battle with a minion for Yom Kippur, you know. So we said before, if you talk about our mitzvah, in other words, you were thinking you were supposed to do this, even though you weren't supposed to do it. You were thinking, just like the guy was thinking he's supposed to go to the Chacham to see how to blow shofar, and it turned out it was Shabbos. So he says his pater, he doesn't have to bring a korban. He says, like an onus. So this fella, he got reprieved from the army and he was walking back home. And he thought, I guess, he was going to make it in time, but he didn't. And then he says, I'm in the middle of nowhere and I want to go to daven with a minyan on Yom Kippur. And he went out of the club. So he did an aver. Is that called aver b'shoge? Is that called aver b'onus? And how does that affect his job? Because now that he finished his army service, how does this affect his job as being a shochet? Because is it improper, maybe, that a person who is Machal Shabbos like this is going to be a shochet.
And he has no horror? It sounds like he doesn't have horror over what he did.
Well, let's see. He named Vor Baruch Hashem, so I'm reading back in the Maram Shif on page 9. Shabbos, you should fast 40 days. I feel Issud Rabban. With Evan Ha'ezer, Issud Yom Kippur, Hukka Shabbos. Yom Kippur has the same style as Shabbos. In Chal Yom Kippur, you should fast 40 days.
Why wasn't
it
Yom Kippur
for Hesya?
Why wasn't
Mitzah
something that we consider here as a problem? Tchumen is the shayla, no? Tchumen is the shayla that it's raised to Rabbanan.
Yeah.
But why is Mitzah not being considered here?
Well, was he?
I mean, was with Sama, he was.
He wasn't Motzi anything.
Yeah, I don't know. Was he carrying anything? I don't know.
Doesn't say
he was carrying.
Doesn't say that he was carrying.
Page 10. So maybe we can say that this guy's a tarbid mitzvah, the kaimon tarbid mitzvah, also mitzvah potum korban chatas. So then he's even less than a shogeg, right? So then maybe he's not so bad, and then he asked the question. He gives the same terror to the Marsha gave. The Tarbid Var Mitzvah is potter, you don't have to bring a korban, but still it is a deraisi, a potter michatis, the Moshe Perish Rashi. So Talmud Var Mitzvah is still an Issa Daraisa, but you don't have to bring a korban. So therefore, we have the Gezer Shem Maryam Viranim. So then the question is, so again, what's the status of this fellow who was Talmud Var Mitzvah? He went out of the Tchum on Yom Kippur to go, you know, to daven with a minyan. So it says, Im Kain on the left on page 10. Im Kain when he don't need done a feel having tabidva tabidover to have sovereign dictate leila chaminy mutter leila chutzlatchom who feel also the shame there in the mezid haya. Omer mutter knows. It was he decided on his own that he should go out of the tchum to find the shul. So, maybe he should pass 40 fasts.
Isn't there a shita in Erev El Tzav by Yom Kippur?
Yeah. There's a shita of Rafram.
Rafram. Badusa, but some, that's two gear sauce or something.
That he's more makel on carrying. So he says, Mezo Tam Shasa came to Shem Shata, Omer Mutter, Mishfil Zeh, Ein Lepaslo Mishchitasa. Because he doesn't think that Zinachanami, he was told with Var Mitzvah and he should fast. Because it's still an Avera and he should fast the 40 fasts. Doesn't have to do 40 days in a row. He can do it every Monday and Thursday till he hits 40 fasts. But he says, Meyose Tam Sha'osa Kang Bishum Shata Omer Mutter Bishvil Zeh Ein Lepaslo Mishchitasa. He doesn't think that that's going to. In other words, he thinks he can go back to be a shochet. He will love hachi holak with darchei Hashem. If otherwise he's elach a person and he just messed up on this one nekuda, holak with darchei Hashem yodei hadinim itzarf sheyelo gam kin kabbala v'lovo b'chal esaroy mifnei rav asher tachas dinlo. And he knows the dinim. He's been reviewing. If some shochtim don't keep kart. You know, you have to constantly chazer, you know. And he is. Mutol olios shochet. It was.
I don't recall how long ago, 2 or 3 months ago, we had a Chavetz Chaim event, someone who was mamash carrying on Shabbos, no?
You want to say it? Yeah, so. He made the comment.
That's more humble.
So he's saying that it's. He still did an Avera, but he's not even Chai for carbon. He's still an Avera. But it's not even Chayav Korban, so he's the Mais Aveira, but he thinks he made a toss, he made a mistake. So he thinks that we can leave him to be a Shochet. But the relevance of this Shaila was the old Shaila of why is there Xerishim Reno Dalanamos? Isn't it Talmud Var Mitzvah? And the answer is Talmud Var Mitzvah is only Ptur of a Korban, but you still did an Isser. So Isser, and maybe you should do Tanais in this. But if after he leaves the army service, he wants to go back to his regular profession of being a Shochet, and he's a person who's keeping up with reviewing the halachas and he's Roy, so You know, he made a mistake. He made a mistake. But the mistake, he even gave a carbon on. So he thinks that you can reinstate him as a shofet. He says, that's what he says. Okay. Next. Question 14. Rosh Hashanah Chasam Sov Yen Mituk Hadin Rosh Hashanah Shekhalios B'Shabbos.
Oh, yeah.
So, the Shaila is like this. The shofar, you know, the Chazal say when we blow shofar, Kadosh Baruch Hu goes from Midas Hadin to Midas Harachamim. So how are we going to get those milas when we don't blow shofar Rosh Hashanah Shekhalios B'Shabbos? In other words, it's not just a mitzvah, okay, we don't do the mitzvah, but it's like our protection from the din on Rosh Hashanah. So he says, "Avagav v'masani isn't kiyum b'shabbos derabbanan v'alma b'chol mokum koyim b'inyan k'shachal b'shabbos azay mikdushas shabbos midas hadin mevusim u'mutar." Whereas we won't have the shofar to be b'matek the din, but we'll still have kedusha shabbos. So in other words, we're not going to. Because you need to have the din, you know, lessened. You know, like the Meshach Chochma says, you need to take the medication. And the shofar is the medication. So how are we going to be doing without it? So he says that that's the Kedusha Shabbos. And then he says, Omnam, Mama'inim Yisi Chosho Dula'olam Kedushmach Yoshev Dara's Kol Ha'olam. Hashem never says on Shabbos someone's going to die. He'll just say he'll live till this day. Hashem will never say a dibara on Shabbos. He'll just infer. He'll live until this day, but he won't say he's going to die. And the difference is, Kibi Dibora says that of all this from the Chasam Sofer reading. Kibi Dibora Yotze Malach Ra, the Hapach Mi Dibor Tov, Vezei Shlovin Tzadikim, Nechtovim Chaim, Yushan Gumisa, Bovin Seshaz, Tzadikim, Maske Chiyusum Adyom Ploni. Nechtovim Chaim doesn't mean only that they're going to live. It means Hashem by Tzadik, even if he's going to die, we'll never say that he's dying. We'll just say he's going to live till this day. Mashiach Mishraim is Nechtovim Misa. Wow. That's a fascinating idea here. That the Yenikas have a little Shalosh and Shua, who we just had in the Harav, come, or Shabbos and Shua Shabbos, Yeshua Zikron, of Shabbos Shua. In other words, Hashem wouldn't have made a gzeira if we wouldn't have been able to have the mituk hadin. And that's the famous Vilna Gaon, that, you know, the mashal, when it rains on Sukkot, it's like the Eved was pouring the... he throws it back in his face. So the Vilna Gaon says, what does it mean? It means he's mixing the water with the wine to dilute the wine. And the Melech says, no, I don't want you to put any water in. I wanted the din to be, you know, chazak, not diluted. That's why this year it was close, but Baruch Hashem, it worked out. You know, I spoke that night in Shul, Glory Side. And the person announcing me says, Rabbi Simon is going to say, Divrei Bracha, Divrei Halacha. So I said, my Divrei Bracha is that it shouldn't rain tonight. We should be able to sit in the sukkah. And sure enough, it didn't rain. Where I was in the Lower Side, it didn't rain. I had the whole meal in the sukkah, mamish the whole meal. And then I had a Shalom Zachar afterwards, and I was able to go to the Shalom Zachar and another sukkah. And Baruch Hashem, it all works out. It's the first night of, you know, it was raining the whole day. It was raining the whole day. It worked out in the end. Now, some people didn't work 100% workout, but okay. So those are the first four questions that we did. Okay, so tomorrow. Okay, so this week the schedule is going to be a little bit different. We'll go day by day. So tomorrow, Bez Hashem, should be a regular day. 11 o'clock, and Monday we'll have an early shiur. Maybe Tuesday, but tomorrow Bez Hashem will be regular day. 11 o'clock, Bez Hashem. So we'll continue. But the Maram Shik, Rabbi, is the truth of the Maram Shik is very fascinating. About the Shoichit. You know, and this is the new printing of the Tshuvas of Maram Shik, the new nice printing. You know, beautiful printing.